Hello, my friends. Welcome back. You have found the morning mindset. If that's not what you were looking for, please just hang on for the next 6 to 7 minutes and see what you think. I believe God brought you here because perhaps you need something like this. This is our daily opportunity as followers of Jesus Christ to get our minds aligned with the truth of His Word today. Now, let me start out with this question. Don't you love a good harmony? I mean, a song where the voices blend and there's a lead part and a tenor part and an alto part. I think of the old Eagles song, Seven Bridges Road. It's one of those that's just amazing. There have also been some Christian groups throughout the contemporary music scene that have done harmonious a cappella style music. Even the Pentatonics, who have done some Christmas albums. I mean, those harmonies just light me up. I just love it. There's something powerful about it. Well, today we're looking at Romans 12:16 in our Christian behavior series. And the Apostle Paul tells us we are to live in harmony with one another. So get out your Bible. We're going to dig into that and see what it means and why he might be saying it. But before I continue, let me acknowledge today's episode sponsor. It is the Thundering Legion podcast. This is a podcast for everyone who's serving in the military or armed forces. You can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/thunderinglegion. And you can find out how you can be a daily sponsor by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor. And both of those will be in the description for this episode. Okay, friends, let's pray. We need our God to teach us how we can be the harmony. Lord God, we want to reflect you well in the way that we relate to each other as believers in Jesus Christ. So open our hearts to do whatever we need to do to be a part of this beautiful music you want to make. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I hope it didn't feel too touchy-feely to you for me to use a musical analogy there when I say the music God wants to make. You see, because Paul uses that phrase, harmony. Look at Romans 12:16. He says, live in harmony with one another. So that one another tells us he's talking about Christians. He's saying, you Joe Christian and you Mary Christian and you Bob Christian and you Danny Christian, all of you that I'm addressing who live there in the city of Rome, you are to live in harmony with one another. Now that word harmony is a powerful word. Like I referenced at the beginning of the episode, when voices sing together in harmony, nobody's off pitch and nobody's singing the wrong notes or singing the wrong song, but they're all right on tempo and singing their best. There is nothing like it. It's just a beautiful thing. You can almost feel the complementary nature of what they're doing. And friends, we as believers in Christ are to live in that way. You see, he's not talking about singing here. He's talking about the way we live. So this has to do with our relationships with one another, how we speak to each other, how we answer each other's questions, how we treat each other, how we come alongside when someone has a need. You see, in all of those ways, and probably 100 different others, we are to live in a harmonious fashion. We are to be the harmony that the rest of the world hears. Now think about that for a moment. Let that word picture kind of settle on your mind. We live in a world that's kind of dissonant. There's all kinds of noise and conflict and difficulty going on. And when someone hears harmony in the midst of chaos, don't you know that's going to grab their attention? When someone sees the harmony between believers in Jesus Christ amidst a world where everybody's arguing and everybody's at each other's throats, don't you think that's going to garner some attention? You see, that's the point, friends. And it all flows out of this understanding that we are a part of something bigger than just our individual lives. You see, I have my experience and you have your experience, but we both are part of something bigger than either of our experiences. We are part of the kingdom of God. We are called to advance his work in this world. And friends, it's an eternal work that's never going to end. And everybody is invited into it. Our part is to demonstrate a little taste, a little sound, a little touch of what it's like while we're still here on planet Earth. And that, my friends, draws people in. It enables them to see there is a God who can bring unity between people because he's already done what's necessary to bring unity between himself and anyone who will come to him in faith. Oh Lord Jesus, teach us how to be the harmony that the world hears and is drawn to and is attracted to. Show us how truth fits into this. Show us how love fits into this. Show us how justice fits into this. And enable us to be who you have appointed us to be for reasons that are bigger than ourselves. Lord Jesus, you be glorified in us this day as we lift you high. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.